The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 20th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of the Norwegian novelist Sigrid Undset, born to Norwegian parents in Kalundborg, Denmark, 1882, best known for her historical novels about medieval Norway, the four-volume Olaf Odinson and the three-volume Kristin Lavransdatter, which came out in the early 20s. Her father was an archaeologist who specialized in the Middle Ages, and Undset was interested in medieval history when she was a little girl. She started out to write a novel in her early 20s. She wrote one when she was 22. It wasn't accepted. Wrote her second novel, which came out in 1907. Mrs. Marta Uhle was the title of it, and its first line was, "I have been unfaithful to my husband," which outraged Norwegian critics, but the sales went through the roof, and Sigrid Undset was able to quit her job as a secretary and devote all of her time to writing. When she was 42, she converted to Catholicism. Her family had not been religious at all. Norway was a Lutheran country, so becoming a Catholic was an unusual thing to do. But it was around this time that she wrote Kristin Lavransdatter, which is set in the Catholic Norway of the Middle Ages. The main character, a young woman forced to choose between marrying a man she does not love or disgracing her family. It was a huge success, and Sigrid Undset won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1928. Left Norway when the Nazis took over in early 1940, joined the resistance, then moved to Sweden, then to the United States, where she gave lectures around the country, returned to Norway after the war, never published another book, but is still one of the most popular writers in Norway today. The Kristin Lavransdatter series was made into a three-hour-long movie in 1995, and more than half of the population of Norway bought tickets to go to see it. It's the birthday of the French novelist and short story writer Honoré de Balzac, born in Tours, France, 1799, wrote his enormous series of novels and short stories about French society, La Comédie Humaine, the human comedy, describing all of French society, the new French middle class, banks and offices and factories and the stock market and newspapers and the theater and advertising and so forth. Henry James thought that Balzac was the best novelist of all time. Flaubert and Zola, Willa Cather were influenced by him. Today he is rarely studied, rarely read in this country. Honoré de Balzac, who said, "All happiness depends on courage and work." Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dunn, "Looking for a Rest Area." I've been driving for hours, it seems like all my life. The wheel has become familiar. I turn it ever so often to avoid the end of my life, but I'm never sure it doesn't turn me by its roundness, as women have by the space inside them. What I'm looking for is a rest area, some place where the old Valentine inside my shirt can stop contriving romances, where I can climb out of the thing that has taken me this far and stretch myself. It is dusk, Nebraska. The only bright lights in this entire state put their fists in my eyes as they pass me. Oh, how easily I can be dazzled. Where is the sign that will free me, if only for moments, I keep asking. Stephen Dunn's poem, Looking for a Rest Area, from his collection Looking for Holes in the Ceiling, published by University of Massachusetts Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness online at loveandforgive.org.